Euradio présente European Soundbite, l'Europe du laboratoire à la classe.
Euradio presents Europe in a Soundbite.
Welcome to Europe in a Soundbite. Today we are going to talk about the propagation of artistic forms and important moments in 1200, 1300 and 1400.
Did distinct European artistic styles exist during the medieval period?
Effectively, it can be said that at different moments of the Middle Ages, there were a number of unifying stylistic trends in art in Europe. Between the 12th and 15th centuries, artists and sponsors agreed on certain modes of representation. The 1200s style, the radiating Gothic style of the 1300s, and the so-called International Gothic towards the 1400s each correspond to specific realities that are significant to the diverse artistic production that was taking place. The term Gothic, in particular, was in use throughout Europe at the start of the 15th century, which is where International comes in. Numerous specialists have studied these phenomena, which have then made way for significant exhibitions.
What is understood by the style of the 1200s?
The use of the term style is quite problematic, but we must recognise the practicality of this word. We speak of three benchmark dates in the ages of Gothic art, coinciding with an aesthetic reality. Though it must be remembered that this is still a debatable subject. Around 1170 to 1180, a single style appeared in the Mosan region before it was developed between 1230 and 40 in different parts of Western Europe. This so-called 1200 style that lies between the Roman and the Gothic is characterised by an antique reminiscence and Byzantine details. It searches for harmony in composition, a greater realism in the shape of characters, dynamic strokes, supple drapery, and stunning colours. The following examples fall under this style. The Winchester Bible from 1160 to 1180, the Sortier of the Queen Ingeborg of Denmark, 1193 to 1214, the Gateway of Virgo at Notre Dame de Paris, circa 1210, the Gates of the Transept in the sculptures of the Chartres Cathedral, the group of the Visitation and the Gateway of the Final Judgment in the northern transept of Reims Cathedral, the windows of the choir in Canterbury Cathedral from 1178 to 1220, those of the bedside in Laon Cathedral, circa 1200, and the art of the goldsmith Nicolas de Verdun. Antique models are important here. Spatiality was more satisfying and the representation of the human figure became more convincing.
Looking a century later, what has happened in European art?
In and beyond France, the peak of Rayonnant Gothic was in the 1300s. On both sides of the Channel, the often ostentatious art in the elegant court saw a mix between the religious and the profane. If we think about Palais de la Cité in Paris or the heraldic conservatories in York Cathedral. On a larger scale, all over Europe, there was an artistic and architectural effervescence that was not only impelled by ecclesiastic, royal and noble parties, but equally by the friaries and the urban bourgeoisie. Experiences were diversified. However, lexical used by artists was globally coherent. The graphic forms of the Rayonnant Île-de-France found great success in Western Europe.
Thus, towards 1400, was all of Europe Gothic?
Other than a few local resistance movements, yes. At the end of the 14th century and until the end of the first third of the 15th century, Gothic art aimed to become homogenised. Whether we speak about the mellow style in Germany, beautiful style in Bohemia, or courtly Gothic in Italy, it is really about an international Gothic, as Louis Courajod called it in the 19th century. In the words of Courajod, universal Gothic is distinguished by the use of brilliant colours, curving lines, refined ornamental motifs, and a growing interest for a naturalist rendering of figurative elements. Generations of painters and miniaturists pursued and enriched the art of the pioneers of this style, those of whom included Simon Martini from Siena or Jean Poussel from Paris. A specific vocabulary quickly spread, originating in the great artistic foyers, Paris, the Ducal of Bourgogne, Strasbourg, Avignon, or Prague. Talented artists accepted requests from sometimes very far apart regions. All artistic domains and mediums were concerned. Painting, sculpture, goldsmithery, religious and palatial architecture. To conclude, these privileged moments in the spreading of artistic forms in Europe corresponds to the periods of evolution, circulation, and appropriation of one aesthetic language or other. These stylistic manifestations have contributed to forging a certain European identity.
Today's Europe in a Soundbite, on the propagation of artistic forms and important moments in the 12, 13 and 1400s, was created following the work of Sabine Berger. It was read and translated by Ellen Weaver. Find out more on www.ehne.fr.
C'était Europe in a Soundbite.
That was Europe in a Soundbite. You can catch the show every Monday at 10 to 6 on EU Radio.
À retrouver tous les lundis à 17h50 sur Euradio.